Welcome back to day 5 of our Warrior Goddess Wise Challenge. 3 more days to go. Stay steady in your connection to the challenge and of going deeper every day in your relationship with your own wisdom and what it means to integrate our wise, calm, compassion, and vision. So connecting to our stillness and our steadiness, which is our theme for today, is not trying to create stillness outside of ourselves, but finding that stillness inside, regardless of the noise. So when we are, I would say, immature and putting wisdom outside of ourselves, part of what we do is try and control and stop what's happening out here so we can be still. So we use the outside world as like, well, I can't be still because of this and this and this. And I was laughing as I started doing this video because the leaf blowers are starting. There's something else happening down in the village down there. So there's noise that's starting to happen around. And I was like, oh no, the village is waking up. But then I realized, you know what? It's perfect because despite what's happening outside of us, it's not about making the world still. It's about finding that stillness and steadiness inside of us, regardless of what's happening around us. And that takes practice. Wisdom is understanding that we don't just one day wake up and have a connection to our stillness. We don't one day just, oh, now I'm steady. We build towards steadiness by rooting ourselves into the earth and into the present moment. One of my favorite visuals around bringing in stillness and steadiness is a tree. That a tree has deep roots, that it continues to send deeper and deeper into the earth, and that it's pulling its nutrients and nourishment from its roots, from that connection, and that a tree also has this steady trunk, and that steadiness isn't rigidity. It's not dogma. I'm steady because I'm never changing my mind or my opinions. It's steady because we have a core that is also flexible, but that stays steady. So we can change our minds, we can change direction, and that we stay centered as we oh, okay, this isn't working. Okay, let me put my attention here. And that we are not scattered. One of the places of steadiness is that we're bringing our energy back into that center channel of our being, deepening into our roots, and then also opening our branches wide to sky, that we're opening to information and guidance. That's where stillness and steadiness connect to our intuition, that we become receptive. We become rooted and receptive. That takes practice. So the invitation today is, in relationship with our stillness, is pay attention to the places where you're wanting stillness to happen outside of you and start to inquiry, to ask yourself, to get into a curiosity, where's the stillness inside of me? And how can I cultivate more stillness? So I'm going to give you one of my favorite stillness practices that's really simple today around stillness and steadiness. And it's what I call the gap practice. And wisdom, again, doesn't lean towards it's just going to happen. When we're wise, we understand that the steady drip of change is about taking action over and over again and bringing it into our lives so that we're incorporating our wisdom into everyday life. So this gap practice is, in your life, there's many places where there's gaps. So for example, when you are waiting in line at the grocery store, when you're making coffee in the morning, when you're walking down the hall to the bathroom, there's many places where there's a transition or a space between one thing and another. I don't know if you can all can hear my goddaughter singing in the background. It's so great. So in those gaps, what we often do is fill it up with noise, with our thinking, with our worry, with making lists about what we need to do. We often lean into the future or think about the past. Getting steady and still means looking for those gaps in our life and then bringing stillness in, getting steady, which means getting more present. So as we're waiting for the coffee maker to make coffee, instead of getting on your phone and scrolling, stop, breathe. Ask yourself, where is there stillness inside of me here? How can I get steady? And then breathe. Be present. Practice settling into this moment and letting the mind be quiet. The mind's going to want to like jump and do something or think about something. You're just going to be, come back, sweetheart, right here, 1 minute, right here. As you're walking, you drop into stillness and steadiness. As you're waiting in line, can I find stillness and steadiness here? So let's practice together in this moment of just be here and breathe with me. And as you exhale, drop in deeper and invite yourself to get steady right here, right now. And to move towards stillness. And you can notice the other sounds or distractions that may be happening around you. Keep bringing your awareness right here, not trying to block those things out, but letting them be. Good. And now when we end this video, get up and just walk someplace in your house or wherever you are and practice feeling your feet breathing, going towards stillness and steadiness, seeing what that feels like. And then know that you're going to need to practice it all the time in all the gaps that you find. And that as you practice, it'll deepen in your being. It'll be easier to access because it'll become more of a habit, more of who you are rather than something that you're learning how to be. It'll settle into your being deeper and deeper. But it takes practicing in those gaps over and over and over again. Go practice now, and we'll see you tomorrow for day 6 coming up. See you then.